We all love a good Sunday session.
Frothy time!
Oh. And this Sunday session comes to you.
Oh, how good!
This is the Rush Hour Sunday session.
The best of JB and Billy on Triple M.
Joey, this is how life should be after footy. Enjoying a Sunday session.
Ah, that's it, Bill. Especially a week after the grand final, there is nothing better.
Oh, speaking of the grand final, we'll be chatting to Melbourne Premiership star, Jakey Lever.
How good is that? And we're also going to go to the Rush Hour family. Plus, we're going to get an idiot file from you.
Oh, no. Poor old Bill. That's a result of too many Sunday sessions. Don't worry about that, Joey. I'll finish us off with a very, very good joke. Hope it's not the visual one. But up next, we speak to Western Bulldogs games record holder, Bradley Smiley Johnson.
Our next guest played 364 AFL games, booting 558 goals and won his 300th game off his own boot.
It's Winston to the top of the square. Johnson for the first time! Unbelievable! You pay your money to come to the footy and you see a man in his big game finish off with the winning goal.
Please welcome the smiling assassin, Brad Johnson.
Ah, yes. What about that record, Bill? Wow. The most games ever for the Dogs. Yep. Second most goals ever. Gee. Three best and fairest. Six All-Australians, including a captain of an All-Australian side. It's unbelievable.
He is a star. Hey. His name is Brad Johnson. He joins us. Jono, well done on your career, which you finished about 10 years ago. But I just wanted to ask you, Jono, how do you feel as a Dog supporter? Actually, you're very entrenched in the Cats too, by the way. But how do you feel as a past superstar of the Dogs today? Are you flat? Are you blown away? Or are you still surprised what happened Saturday night?
Oh, g'day, Joey. G'day, Billy. It's great to be with you guys. Look, yeah, I'm still a little bit flat, a little bit better today. Sunday wasn't great, especially with my wife's family being all Melbourne, mad Melbourne supporters. That made it even more difficult in the household for a couple of days. But, oh, look, you sit back and you go, okay, well, what the Bulldogs went through to get to the grand final was huge. They played well for 2.5 quarters, and they just, when they were challenged again, they just had nothing left in them to get that momentum back. And wasn't it so powerful from the D's mids in what they're able to produce? So we sit back and go, okay, yeah, I'm flat, I'm disappointed. But ultimately, you've got to admire what Melbourne were able to do in that period of the game, went under the pump, and to break a drought of 57 years like they have is huge. And ultimately, we did that in 2016, so we know how they feel as a club. I was smiling until the 10 minutes to go in the third. No, actually 5 minutes to go in the third, because when they got it back to a point, I thought, okay, we're still a chance here. We'll block up the back of the centre bounce and be able to do something about that. But ultimately, when Bond kicked his third, I may have jumped off the couch at Fox and maybe give it a high five to Eddie, who I was sitting next to. And then that was it after that. So I'm dropping names now.
You are.
I know that. But that's
and
the reality
Eddie.
Of
just watch the granny with Eddie.
Well, that's it. That's who I was sitting next to. I can't help that, Billy. So I was up and about, and then it just went pretty quiet after that. Actually, work looked after me, I thought, after the game. I did the first seg of the post game that I got a little voice in the ear saying, you can probably go home now, Jono. So it was good timing in the end.
We are speaking to Western Bulldogs superstar Brad Johnson. Speaking of Bontempelli, I mean, he was on track to have one of the all-time great grand finals, and that would have put him, I mean, we spoke about your record being in rarefied air, one of the all-time great Dogs. He could have almost gone to the top of the tree if he could have won that, you know, his second premiership, the captain and Norm Smith. Will he almost end up, you think, being close to the Bulldogs' greatest ever player?
Yeah, look, Joey, I've said right along, I think he will. Like, he's an unbelievable player. We love watching him, of course, and the presence that he's got as a leader is just, you know, so significant for the football club. And you then add the layers of, you know, he's already won a flag. He's likely to possibly win another one in his, or maybe two throughout his career. Who knows how it plays out. We understand that things can change pretty quickly, but he'll get the All-Australian nods. He could win a Brownlow along the way. His honours will outplay, you know, anyone that has walked through the door. The only one he mightn't get is the game's record, Joey. So
Now tell us about, how's the other business? Geez, you've got a lot of fingers in some pies, as Bradley boy. The breast vest, or the, what do we call it? The Xena Sport? What do we call it?
Yeah, that's it. It's got breast and rib protection. It's a Xena vest specifically designed for females playing contact or collision-based sports. But it's been great. Like, during this COVID period, we've still chipped away really well. And, you know, it was through the footy season now. So that was, That was brilliant. The girls love wearing it. The AFLW girls, we've got about 60-odd that wore it last season. So they love it as well. Now we're sort of, you know, the next sports after that is for us is probably basketball and footy and soccer. So there's a number of sports now we're starting to really sort of focus on as well. We've had some different sports as well, Billy. We're at the goal ball, the Aussie goal ball team. Paralympic Games. So we're able to put it on those girls, and they loved it and they performed so well. And
right. You got one for me?
Mate, you know what, Billy, when you're bouncing at the Cremorne, mate, maybe we can chuck one on.
Bad luck about the Dogs on the weekend, but thanks for your time as always, mate. We appreciate it.
Nah, awesome, boys. Thanks very much.
On your Bradley.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Well, we're going to talk to him about some serious subjects here, Jim, so I want your best teeth in, please.
Time now to go to the Rush Hour family. Joey, we love this, where we can talk to the people out there. And we have a little question here, Joe, on the back of our good friend, I suppose, the American president, Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's still with us, isn't he? Yep, he is. And, of course, he forgot poor old Scott Morrison, our prime minister. He forgot his name. Come on, Joe, you're better than that. Let's have a listen.
I want to thank that fellow down under. Thank you very much, pal.
Scott Morrison's his name. So, hence, we've come up with a magnificent topic.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
When did you forget someone's name you shouldn't have had?
Yeah, well, shouldn't have had. Yeah, that's close enough.
Shouldn't have had.
How are you going tonight? Some people sort of think it's endearing that you call everyone cocko and knackers and what else do you call it?
Floss.
And
smack.
Well, you're smack and you're cocko.
But really, the real truth is you do that because you don't know anyone's names, do you? Well, so you sort of come across that you're all endearing, nicknaming people, but you don't know anyone's name.
I do forget.
So it's a habit that you've got into. And but certainly you can't do it, though. When you've got big-name guests on your show, you can't be introducing them like that, can you?
We've got a stormer coming in very shortly. What's his name again? Oh, Knackers Earl.
Knackers Earl.
Knackers Earl.
What is he? Sandor.
Is he still with the Storm?
No,
I don't think so. No.
There you go.
He would have been driving in.
Actually, he didn't hit in front for that interview that day. But we do have some guests on the line, Joey, here, of course. 133353, ring now. That'll be good. And we have Chris. G'day, Chris. When did you forget someone's name when you shouldn't have?
Hey, lads. I'm a teacher.
Yeah.
And I've had a few student teachers over the years, but one that rings a bell that was, I introduced her to the class as Adrian. Her name was Julianne.
Ooh, poor old Adrian. It would be hard to try and remember all the kids' names, I reckon, Chrissy.
Yeah, no, the kids, I'm not too bad with this. It's normally when you have student teachers come in and out, you tend to forget their names a little bit.
Do you still do the roll call in the mornings?
Yeah, every day.
Every day?
Even in remote learning, yeah.
Oh, good work. Well done. Oh, we got Robbie there in Sydney. G'day, Robbie.
G'day, Bill. G'day, Wombat. G'day, Rab.
Wombat. How's Sydney today, mate? Give us, what's the temperature up there?
Look, we had a nice day, but the wind's come over. It looked like we'll get a bit of rain this afternoon, unfortunately.
Oh, sucked in. Anyway, what do you got for us, Robbie?
I was early in my teaching career. It was my first year as a teacher. And my supervisor came over and said, oh, have you got any uni friends who need casual work? And I thought, oh, yeah, I do, actually. She's really nice. She's a really good teacher, blah, blah, blah. Went on. And I went, oh, well, what's her name? And I went completely blank. And for the rest of the day, I couldn't remember it. I could remember the nickname, but I thought, that's not too professional.
Oh, nothing worse. Nothing
worse. I didn't even remember her search for to send contact details either. So it was unfortunately, she didn't get a run.
Well done, Robbie. We've all done that. It's nothing worse, is it?
It's shocking. Hey, last one on the phones. We've got David. G'day, David.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Good. Where are you from, Dave?
I'm from Hemmenville up in Sydney.
Oh. Another Sydney side. Do you listen to us on The Listener?
I do, yeah. Download the podcast every day. Been doing so for about 8 years.
Good on you. You like it? You like the show?
I love it.
Keep listening to it for 8 years.
Every day.
The jokes are good?
Mate, your jokes are awesome. We tell them all the time.
Oh, see, Joe? See, you don't laugh at them, but everyone else does.
I want to laugh at them. I just wish some of them were funny.
Not the Baghdad.
The Baghdad. Dad Dab was good or whatever it was.
Yeah, no, that one was ordinary, Bill.
Yeah. So, David, what's your story when you've forgotten someone's name that you probably shouldn't have?
Yeah, well, I'm a minister in a church in Sydney, and I was doing a wedding one day, And the groom was a dead set doppelganger for a guy that I knew in the church that I grew up with. And I got to that point in the service where I said to the bride, you know, will you take Nathan to be your husband, to have and to hold, so on and so forth.
Oh, no.
And at the end of the question, she just looks at me devastated and said, no, that's my dad.
Oh. You married her to your, to a dad.
Yeah, well, I tried to, but she wasn't keen on that.
Oh, no.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Never have I watched a full episode of Steinfeld. Is it Steinfeld?
What's Steinfeld?
Seinfeld? Seinfeld.
It's a grand old fag. It's a high-flying fag.
Clock ticks, siren will sound with McDonald ball in hand. There it is. Melbourne break the drought. 57 years in the waiting. And the grand old flag is flying high.
A very special guest today, Billy. Not only did he just win a premiership and was all Australian, he had one of the best years a defender has ever had in the competition. It was phenomenal. Jake Lever, you've won the flag. It's day four of the celebrations, mate. Congratulations. How are you feeling?
Yeah, very good. Thanks, guys. Thanks very much for having me. Yeah, as you said, day four. we've had a bit of a saying at the minute. Day four. Was better than day three. So hopefully, day four is better than day three. But it's been fantastic. All the emotion of Saturday night, I got home at about 4 o'clock and I was absolutely knackered. So, it's been a big couple of days and it's been really nice to celebrate with all the boys.
Who's struggling the most though, Jake? Who after 3 days of partying is probably looking worse for wear at the signing day?
Oh, look, I saw him this morning and it's probably Angus Brayshaw. He's brave enough to get up at about 9 a.m. most mornings. But, the big fella, he sent me a message and said, can I share an Uber with you, mate? And I said, not if I have to look at you the whole way. That's not a very good sight to look at the minute, Gussie.
I want to ask you about that third quarter onslaught. Ooh. You were really, and the other defenders were spectators there for a couple of minutes when you were watching that midfield go to work. What honestly went through your head when you saw those midfielders burst out of the centre bounce like they did and sort of almost basically know you had the game in the bag from that point?
Yeah, look, it was special. I think that we sat down after the game, and I think Troy Chaplin, our backline coach, actually got some vision up of when Clary kicked that last goal of that third quarter, and all the backs did quite a funny, unique celebration. We're all jumping around, doing twirls in the air, and I think Michael Hibbert almost even went down to his knees with a double fist pump in the air. It was it was quite special. But as you said, I think that it's quite funny. I think we kicked about three goals in a minute. And I think that before the first goal that we actually kicked, we went into the midfield as a backline group and said, all right, boys, there's only a minute to go. Let's slow it down. Let's really lock down here. Let's defend. And then we kicked three goals. And I think each time they kicked the goal, me and Maisie just walked up and said, boys, just do that again.
Oh, what about Froffies May, of course, your boyfriend? Did you know he hurt that hammy? Again?
Yeah, no, I didn't know how bad it was, and I did know that he hurt it in the second quarter because after he did the effort, the ground ball, he looked at me, his face screwed up a little bit, and I just said to him, mate, we need you out here, don't go off, it will be the worst thing that you'll do. And he got on the bike at halftime, and mind you, he hurt his hamstring, and he was worried about that, and he even had he even gave us all an earful at halftime that we weren't playing good enough, so he was still focusing on the game, the big fella. But I think that, just to have him out there, I think in the third quarter, we spoke about it yesterday, his intercept mark, and then when he just went into Angus Brayshaw in the middle, it was one of the turning points of the game. It sort of changed the way that, you know, we were, I guess, playing the game in terms of offensively. In a grand final, you get a bit shaky. You might not want to take as many risks. But once we saw him do that, I thought that was a big turning point in the game. And, it's for him to be able to play out the game, it was pretty special.
Have you seen any of the replay? Seen any of the highlights or anything like that?
No, we're actually, quite funny you say that, we're actually going to watch it today. I think we're going to have it playing in the background while we do the signing session. Oh, so nice. That would be very nice. But, I think there's already plans to, over a few long lunches over the next month or so to sit down as line groups and as a footy club and watch the replay. Yeah, I've only seen highlights every time we walk into the pub. It seems to be on Fox Footy. So, yeah, it's been good to watch about a minute of the game and then go get a round of beers.
Yeah, nah, well done, Jake. Yeah. You'll enjoy sitting down and watching the grand final from start to finish. It was one of the most amazing grand finals most of us have seen. I mean, if you had a set of 74-point scoreline, would be as fascinating and as amazing a game. You would never believe it. But it was super, and you blokes deserve it. You've been awesome all year, and it was just a wonderful performance. So well done, Jake Lever. Congratulations, and enjoy getting home and spending some time with the family.
Thank you very much, guys.
Well done, Jakey. I was watching the other night. Mm. See when Pig Hibbert just takes a cup and runs off?
Sprinted off.
To the crowd?
Yeah, that was cool.
Did you see that, Jake?
Yes, I did see that. I think that was actually the fastest he ran.
I know. Didn't he just take off?
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Anyone watch the following here?
No.
Hey, great show. Kevin Bacon.
Kevin. He, write that down to him.
Brother of Kevin. And he's very, very good.
Can we now get to the idiot file? Is this only from just this week?
No, I'm not sure. Might be 2 weeks.
It might be two years. I haven't been that bad, have I?
Well, let's find out. Let's find out.
I reckon, Rabs, he had collectively over that little patch about 9 goes at saying that country's name, and not once did he get it right.
No.
Azerbaijan.
Make that 10.
That rounds it out to 10.
I just wrote it out phonetically. And then on Saturday at 4 p.m, Jim, Melbourne Storm take on Penrith Panthers. And Penrith Panthers. 30-17, so well done to the Wallabies. They've gone from good to bad to good. I'm just trying to think what it is. What about this Saturday? You turn the telly on at 4 p.m. You watch the Storm and the Panthers now battle it out. Of course, Storm goes through there.
Very good team, Bill.
What about Carlton? Sam Presky-Seaton? Petrescu-Seaton, Jim. What AFL team is without a Brownlow medal winner?
Metal.
Number 3 is an audio question, boys, which means it comes out of the speakers. Didn't look like they was going to score a try there for a while, but well done to the Panthers there. Panthers, they're through to the grand final.
Something else that Jill finds you is your jokes.
Yes.
Have you got one for us?
No.
Okay.
Wilma Shatner or whatever his name was.
Wilma Shatner.
Here we go, boys. You ready? It's an audio question. First one in. Joey's the scorer. Who is this President Joe Biden talking about?
Is that the question?
Sorry. Oh, my God. You just slaughtered that.
We're calling you a inserter because you have inserted yourself into the Melbourne Premiership, and you were asked on the Saturday Rub about, what will you do? And, I don't know what you were asked. Actually, the trade off. So, hence, we've come up with a magnificent topic.
Yep.
When did you forget someone's name you shouldn't have had?
Yeah, well, shouldn't have had. That's close enough.
Shouldn't have had.
How are you going tonight?
So you don't laugh at them, but everyone else does.
I want to laugh at them. I just wish some of them were funny.
Not the Baghdad.
The Baghdad. Dad was good or whatever it was.
Surely.
Yesterday was good.
Shocking.
Do you read the remarks or whatever you call it? Whatever the people send in, say how good it is. It's very nice.
What are they called?
They're called requests or something. Ethan? What are they called? is that out there?
They're called comments, Bill. It's really not that hard to think about.
Dippler, he said.
Well, should have just went with Dipper, of course, Jim. But
how would you say his full name?
Just Dipper. Everyone knows him as Bertie or Dipper.
No, but his full name is Robert.
Dipper Lemenick Co.
It's not Lemenick.
How do you know? You're Italian, eh?
It's Dipier Domenico.
Oh, Dipier.
That's it.
That's French,
Dipier Domenico.
And he's Italian. How do you say it, Joe?
Robert Dipier Domenico.
There you go. See, Robert Dipier Domenico.
You've got to clap.
Never cease to amaze. Totally. How many years have you been doing the radio gig for?
Oh, only 11.
You'd reckon. 11 here?
Heaven, yeah. Heaven
just in
here.
General.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Shouldn't make fun of people who can't talk.
Ever wonder if you're in the right business, Bill?
JB is gone for the year, which means, Bill, the gold is back.
Oh, no.
Nobody has their finger on the pulse quite like Billy Brownless.
Now, what are we doing?
This is the Rush Hours. What stories are trending today? Unusual.
Does Jim not, he doesn't go and find some unusual stories, does he?
No,
Jim
he does, just not, doesn't like
them. Doesn't
like
them. Do a lot, actually.
No, he doesn't do a lot. He sits there and says, a good one, fat, and gets all my stuff-ups.
Bit of research. He's got to find a little bit. Oh, look, I didn't find it.
What have you found?
Oh, I dug deep, but it was a hard one. I didn't have enough time over the weekend. I was too caught up in the footy and having a beer. But I just found this little one that I thought was something unusual because, you know, William Shatner, the legendary actor William Shatner from Star Trek.
Yes.
I really liked him on Boston Legal.
No.
I didn't realise he was 90. Didn't see Boston Legal. Okay. I didn't realise he was 90 years old either.
He's not 90.
He's 90.
No.
He's the best looking 90-year-old I've ever seen.
Was he Captain Kirk?
That's it, Captain Kirk.
Yeah.
Did you see that he's going to become the oldest ever person to visit space? Because he's going to blast off next month on Jeff Bezos's the Blue Origin rocket.
Oh.
He's going to go up to space.
How much?
How much it costs?
Yeah. Just a question, Joe.
A lot. That's not cheap.
No, in one way or?
Nah.
Just come on, some gold.
He's going business class. He's not going in economy, put it that way. But so there you go.
How come Jeff Bezos' rocket smelt like poo, Joe?
Why would his rocket smell like poo? I don't know.
William Shatner.
Did you just make that up then?
No.
No, Rab, shut up.
Did you just make that up?
Yeah.
That was very clever.
Yeah, not bad. I got one for you. I'm going to play some audio, and then you've got to guess what is going on.
It's a game.
Yeah, it's
right,
a game.
All right.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Oh, no. Don't look, Josie.
It's at a zoo.
So something bad's happened at the zoo.
Yeah.
So an animal's hurt themselves at the zoo.
Well, no, the other way. Enjoyed themselves.
What?
A pair of frisky gorillas at a Bronx zoo have been filmed engaging in...
Going at it.
Oral sex. Yes.
No.
Yes.
What?
Mate, I'm telling you. And let's be mature about this.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. The big gorilla has got the female one, and they're going for it. Yeah.
What?
They are.
Oh,
it's
wow! And that was live. It was a live show.
But they were actually going for it, and a bloke was filming. He said, "I was shocked. I had no idea this was a natural act."
Is he allowed to film that on his phone? Is that illegal?
Have a look at the photo.
I know.
Wow.
You can't do that.
It's unusual.
You can.
That's certainly unusual.
Not
Bill.
At the zoo.
Where do you find these stories?
Oh, you just Jill gives them. She finds them, Jill.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Yes, indeed, Joey. Sit back and just watch how it's run, okay? Because I know you do a quiz on DSL.
Ours are pretty good.
Actually,
but I hear you are the great quiz master.
I pinched some of your questions for the Saturday
rub. I know you do.
But this is a hump day quiz, and we ask general knowledge questions, and we got a couple of very good guests. Gee, we're lucky today. We got Benny there from Melbourne. G'day, Benny.
G'day, Billy. How are you?
Is it your 21st today?
It is my 21st birthday today, yeah.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Benny.
What are you doing?
Thanks,
anything? Boys. Going out?
Oh, Bill.
What are you doing?
I just got back from a picnic with my grandparents, actually, so that was all right.
Jeez, Benny, and then,
geez, 21st are different than what they used to be.
They changed up a bit. And you've written a poem?
Yeah, I did.
Well, come on, let's spit it out. I want to hear, this is Benny's poem. Have a listen.
To Joey and Bill, and of course, producer Jill. I need to get on the hump day quiz so I can impress my Auntie Liz.
Ooh.
I'm a pretty good bloke, unlike Billy's Thailand joke. So I'll cut the crap as long as you get me on the listener app.
Oh,
very good.
Well done. That's not bad.
Nice.
So Benny's up against JJ. G'day, JJ.
G'day, fat and Bill.
He said fat and Bill.
Yeah. Oh, you did too.
That's to you, Joey.
Cheeky bugger. You got a poem or what, JJ?
What do you got, JJ?
Give us a poem.
No poem from me. I'm just an Aldi version of Bill.
You have a terrible what? Hairline.
Yep.
You love beer?
Certainly.
You can't pronounce words?
Yep.
You might get a gig. You might get a gig here, I reckon.
Sounds like Bill.
All right, boys, here we go. JJ, you're JJ, and Ben, you're Ben. It's an audio question. First one in. Joey's the scorer. Who is this President Joe Biden talking about?
Is that the question?
Sorry. Oh, my God. You just slaughtered that.
Wait a minute.
I want to thank that fellow down under.
Well,
that was Ben.
Thank you very much, pal.
Who was he talking about?
That was
about?
Benny. Ben?
He's talking about the Prime Minister, ScoMo.
He is indeed.
Probably 2 points for figuring out what the question was.
That little fella.
It was a cryptic question first up.
That little fella down under. Oh, righto, number two. When Simon Goodwin was presented with the Premiership Cup, who did he thank in his speech?
Benny.
Yes?
He didn't get a speech because Basil took over.
That's right, Benny. He didn't thank anybody.
That was a trick question. Do you like that, Joe?
Not bad.
Very good. Hey, JJ, you there?
Yep.
Yeah, good. Just making sure.
Now, JJ's there. Okay, Joe.
Just all right, make Joe. Sure.
Just make sure he answers the next one. Righto, JJ. What animals were performing a sex act at the Bronx Zoo in front of shocked parents?
Oh, I know it.
Shut up, Ben.
Okay.
JJ.
JJ.
Yep.
Oh, monkeys.
No. A bigger version of a monkey.
No.
Gorilla.
Yes, he got it.
Got it. Well, yeah. JJ.
I was going to say Jason Dunstall, but I thought I better not. An audio question. Who kicked this goal?
Within range off a step. Goes. Bang. First in the grand final.
Benny.
Yes, Benny.
Tristan Petrarca.
Ah, yeah, too good. Too
easy.
First to the grand final.
First goal.
Yeah, well done. And I actually, one for you, JJ. What big event had Victoria shaking last Wednesday?
That was when you fell over, wasn't it?
Not bad, JJ.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day. You know it's time to call it when your mate thinks he's a comedian.
Very, very funny.
This is Billy's joke on the Rush Hour Sunday session.
I went to the bottle shop last Friday afternoon on my bike. I'm trying to get fit, Joey, so I rode my bike down to the bottle shop.
Oh, is this a true story?
Well, just go with it, Joey. And I bought a big bottle of scotch, all right?
Yep.
And I put it in the basket at the front there. I was going to ride home, of course. And then I thought to myself, because I'm a very smart man, I thought, what happens if I fall off the bike? The bottle will break. So I drank this bottle of scotch, sculled it, and drank it by myself. I tell you what, it was a bloody good decision because I fell off that bike 7 times on the way home. It's just terrible.
The delivery was not even a joke.
Well, it is a joke story. Bit of everything.
Now what JB feels.
You'll use it. I want to ride my bicycle.
Bottoms up. That was the Rush Hour Sunday session. And if you still want more, catch the boys live or on demand on the Listener app. I feel good.